Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm glad to be able to tell you that Richard DeCaeser is back on the show. Richard is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 10 years. As a member of our Brain Trust, he is economist, chief economist at the Parthenon Group, and he's a highly recognized economist. USA Today called him one of the top in the country, probably in the galaxy, if their circulation was actually that wide. But mostly, he's our good friend, Richard DeCaeser. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back, as always. Richard, there are... How big of an impact do you think it's going to be on the economy if they don't extend the payroll tax holiday? There's a big political debate going on right now. It's mostly politics, not much leadership, and they're barking back and forth at each other over whether to extend the payroll tax holiday. I wonder if most people even know that they're still getting a payroll tax holiday. What do you think?
I'm not sure. I think some people have noticed it, but I think it's very clear, Jim, that this has been helping the economy. You know, the economy's still been struggling. Tepid growth this year. We're going to see the final GDP growth number somewhere around 2%. Ought to be twice that, at least 3%. So the economy is just moving slowly along, and the question is, well, how do you help that? And, you know, the payroll tax basically took people from 1 down to 4.1% up to incomes of around $100,000. So call it a 2% tax cut for most Americans. I think they've gotten used to it. So to answer your question, do people still notice it? No, but they probably did around the first of the year when it kicked in. Now,
right.
If it doesn't get extended, it expires December 31st, end of the month, and people, again, most Americans with incomes up to $100,000 will see a 2% tax increase. Now, the reason that's problematic is it, and we're talking over $100 billion, it could impact GDP growth one way or another up to about a single percentage point for 2012.
Just that one thing.
Well, it is, and the reason is because, you know, there's all kinds of things to do with every form of stimulus has an upside and a downside.
Right.
You know, the downside obviously is it increases our deficit, but the question then is how much upside do you get? What is the bang for the buck? One of the reasons the payroll tax is appealing is because it's going to people who, for the most part, spend every dime they get their hand on. So that 2% has a huge feed through to overall spending in the economy, whereas some of the other things, incentives to invest, grants to state and local governments, either take too long or don't fully translate. So I think it is a big deal, and I also think they're going to do something about
it. Well, the other downside to something like this is what we're talking about right now, and that's what happens when you take it away, when you lick the red off their candy. You know, I mean, it's not only a real dollar disincentive; it's an emotional disincentive too, isn't it?
Well, in what sense do you mean, Jim?
Well, in terms of, you know, if I think I'm going to have more money, I'm going to probably feel a little bit more prosperous. If I think you're going to take some money away from me, not only are you really taking it away from me, so to speak, by taking the tax holiday away, but I actually feel less, you know, I feel like I'm a little more financially depressed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there's, you know, the marketplace is nothing if not emotional.
No, I agree, and I think, you know, this is not something that we want to keep for the long run. You know, the Social Security problem hasn't gone away. We've talked about that many times. That still needs to be fixed.
Yeah, this is starving Social Security trust fund of $100 million.
A billion, that is.
Billion, right, yeah.
So this is not a long-term proposition.
What do you think they should do?
Well, I think it should be extended. I absolutely think it should be extended. I also think that, however, that it ought to be matched with some deficit reduction that kicks in afterwards.
Yeah.
The whole essence of where we are in our economy right now is we've got a short-term problem, we've got a long-term problem. The short-term problem is this anemic economic performance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just too many unemployed workers. We need to bring the jobless rate below 8% and do so quickly, and we're not getting there very quickly. The long-term problem is our fiscal situation. So
mm-hmm.
there are oodles of proposals out there which do this, which say, okay, let's not be really aggressive about getting the deficit under control right now, but implement in a way that cannot be unwound measures which will require deficit reduction, serious deficit
mm-hmm.
reduction,
that's,
guaranteed deficit.
That's where the big debate is how to pay for this.
Yeah.
But Richard, before we go to the break, I want to ask you a question. What year of your economic education did you learn the word oodles?
That came actually before my college
that was before.
Training.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got clear on that. These technical terms, folks, we can always count on Richard for those. 20 tails, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.